Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time check for you on the Overdrive. It is 12 minutes to 6. And in just a moment or two, I'm going to be chatting to Daniel Silk, political economy analyst and futurist. I think it goes without saying that today was a really important day for all of us, for the country. And there's a couple of hours. I think the polls stay open, the polling booths, that is, stay open, I think, until 9 o'clock this evening. Let's check in with Daniel Silk and find out what is the state of the nation. How did the day go? Daniel, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Hi there, good to be back with you guys.
What are your sources telling you about today? How would you rate the day?
I think rate it once we get the results. But in advance of that, I think it's been in part messy, and there's been a number of problems with voting, you know, around the country, delays in the process, logistical difficulties. So I think that there are many voters who've come to the polls somewhat frustrated. Some have left. Hopefully some will return. Now, that's the first issue. But the second issue is that it does look as though we're going to get a low voter turnout. And the updates from the IEC late this afternoon, you know, really indicate that we might, you know, barely see half of the registered voters turn out to vote, which will really mean a very low turnout for South Africa.
That's very interesting, because early on in the day, unless it was wishful thinking, many politicians were saying we're doing good, we're tracking well, the turnout is really quite favorable. Did that change in the past couple of hours?
Well, look, as far as I can know from the update from the IEC, up until about 4 o'clock this afternoon, you know, barely a quarter of South Africans, 25% of eligible voters have cast their votes. Then now that only leaves another 4 or 5 hours to go until the polls close. I'm not quite sure whether you could get up to 50%. And I think the key issue, again, like we had in the last local government election, is this differential in turnout between suburban voters and township voters. It does seem as though that there is a higher turnout in the suburbs, which would favor opposition parties, versus a lower turnout in the township areas, and certainly in even some of the more rural parts of the Western Cape, where the rural voter looks as though they've also stayed away in greater numbers from the polls, which would disadvantage the ANC. So let's see how that plays itself out, but I think turnout is going to be a major factor in this election.
Daniel, I was watching a couple of the television reports that were coming through earlier today. There were incidents of issues with ballot boxes. I'm not for one minute trying to assert that there has been electoral fraud. I don't think it is on that scale. But I was wondering, at what point does a lost ballot box here and there, or a stuffed ballot box here and there, invalidate or have a significant effect on an election? At what point does one need to say something's going on here that needs to be investigated further?
Yeah, I think there have been a couple of those very serious issues, but I think there have only been a couple of them. I don't think there's sufficient to concern ourselves about a potential credibility issue of the entire electoral process. I'm more concerned about some of those sort of logistical issues that have held back the voting machines that have been very slow in terms of recognizing the barcodes on ID books. The fact that so many late registrations, those people who registered in the last registration weekend, apparently seem to have been turned away. They haven't simply been processed and put on the rolls. You know, those are the issues that really concern me more. I think there's more of that, frankly, than there is any kind of overt attempt to disrupt the election.
Okay, so let's presume that today continues as it is going. No violence, all pretty good. I think most of the experts are saying we're going to be entering the era of coalition politics. My question for you this afternoon is, are we as South Africans mature enough to handle a situation like that?
Well, it's not new. We've had coalition governments now for some time in Gauteng. We've had it in Cape Town for some time. In some cases, they work. In some cases, they don't work. The bottom line is that if voters disperse their votes to different political parties, the voters are saying, look, we don't trust any one of you actually with enough of our votes. In other words, the only alternative is to have a coalition. Coalitions have been messy in South Africa if the wrong partners get into bed with one another. If the right partners get into bed with one another, then I think you can have a more successful coalition. And I think that's what at the heart of coalition government. You can get like-minded political parties to cooperate in the interests of the citizens, not in the interests, I might say, of themselves or their back pockets or the positions that they hold. If you can do that, you can get coalitions to work. And I do think that our biggest cities are going to largely be run by coalitions. I think in Johannesburg, I think the ANC will not get 50% of the vote. The question is, who does the big parties, who does the ANC in Johannesburg decide to coalesce with? Do they go with the EFF or do they go with more moderate or centrist political parties? And I think that's the critical issue.
Daniel, I can't help myself. I have to ask you your thoughts on that exact issue, because I think it's really very possible that's exactly what is going to happen. Who do you think they would go with?
This is a tough one, because I think within the ANC, because ultimately as the larger party, I think the ANC will be the largest party in the city of Johannesburg. Within the ANC, there will be a divergent set of opinions as to where the ANC should go in terms of a coalition.
Yeah.
And this may well cause tensions within the ANC. Some may well want to go with the EFF. Some may want to exclude the EFF as far as they can. So I would like to say that, you know, the ANC to me, under Cyril Ramaphosa, still represents what I call a sort of a center left of our political spectrum, but a center nonetheless. The DA represents a center, maybe center right of our political spectrum. To me, the centrist political parties really need to get together in terms of coalition building, but that's not an easy sell, whether you're in the ANC or whether you're in the DA.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. When do you think we're going to start seeing results?
Well, we'll get results in the early hours of the morning. We're going to get some of the more rural areas, the smaller wards in rural areas will come through first. The urban areas will come through 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning. We'll have a pretty good result. There's some very good mathematical modeling that's going to be done, which for the first time in South Africa, which I think will begin to give us better predictions. So even some early results, which will be able to show swings from one political party to another, you can extrapolate that, you can run it across all the wards in a certain area, and you can make some predictions. So I would say, you know, early tomorrow morning, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, we'll start to get an idea of how certainly the country has voted.
My final question for you this afternoon, and you are a futurist, so I am going to ask you to take a guess. Action SA, I mean, that's really the new kid on the block. How do you see them doing in particular?
Yeah, I think they're going to do relatively well for a new kid on the block. They are a party built around a personality, so there's always a danger when you build a party around sort of a very high-profile leader like Mr. Mashaba, that it just becomes, you know, a Mashaba vehicle. But having said that, I think they're going to do well in Johannesburg. I think that they will be perhaps the third largest political party after the ANC and the DA, and they will potentially be kingmakers in terms of coalition partner for either the ANC or the DA.
Interesting stuff. Thank you as always for chatting to me. Daniel Silk, political economy analyst and futurist, really appreciate your time with us this afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks very much.